This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
It's Bonnie and Lori.
We're talking about some disturbing technology news. Everything from flying microchips the size of a grain of sand that could do, well, all kinds of crazy, disturbing, Orwellian, creepy things. To vaccinated vegetables that could administer vaccines through your stomach. Very disturbing. And now the new self-sanitizing and much more new normal office design that we're going to get into here in a moment. But I just noticed as I was checking our streams here on Restream, because we stream to like seven different video platforms out there, and one of them appears to have banned the LRN.FM account. It's, I don't even know if I should mention their name. We never really had very many people watching us there anyway, but I guess somebody finally saw us.
I've never even heard of it.
Trovo is what they're called. Oh. I guess somebody finally saw our show and, they hit the ban button because we're gone and there's not even like a notice from them. There's nothing saying, oh yeah, we blocked you because of XYZ. Yeah, there's nothing. No notice whatsoever. So, anyway, we're no longer there. But you can still watch us on Odyssey, which is a platform run by a freedom-loving individual, and it's backed, most importantly, by Library. LBRY.com is where you can go to learn more about Library. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. If you want to be sure you see Free Talk Live in video form, although you can actually upload audio to Library, and we're looking into possibly doing that in the future as well. But if you want to see an episode of Free Talk Live without fear that it's going to be stopped midstream or banned after the fact or whatever, head on over to video.freetalklive.com, and you can watch us live there or anytime you want. Again, that's video.freetalklive.com. All of the other platforms are centrally controlled, centrally managed platforms, and if they, get a hair up their butt, then they can ban us. In fact, we've been nearly banned on YouTube more than once this year, and the only reason we aren't banned there is because we kind of let that one sit for a while after we got up to two strikes. We just let it sit for several months, and then the strikes kind of go away after some amount of time. So now we're back on YouTube, but that may not last another, week. So we have no idea what's going to happen there. As long as they're trying to appease the government, they're going to continue to block shows like Free Talk Live. And Odyssey does not care to appease the government. In fact, the government of the United States, government gang, is attacking Odyssey. They're attacking Library. They have sent a lawsuit to them, the SEC, calling them a security.
Well, calling their Library token.
Correct. So they're fighting, and they've already spent $1 million on attorneys and things like that in order to fight the good fight in that particular case. So kudos to Odyssey. If you're not yet on there, you can go sign up at video.freetalklive.com. Be sure to hit the follow button on our channel. All right, so you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Here's the vision for the future. This isn't just the vision for the future by this corporation. This place exists. It is in Bucharest, the capital of Romania. And it includes hands-free door handles, self-cleaning surfaces, antimicrobial paint, air monitoring display tools, UV light disinfection robots, and 135 other measures. They're calling this the new normal in office design, and they want, I'm sure, companies to spend big bucks adopting all this tech for their office building. Entering H3, a five-story building in a western neighborhood of the Romanian capital, is like learning the steps to a new dance. This is, by the way, TheGuardian.com reporting. A flick of the wrist opens the door, and a red line marks the spot at which to stand from where a thermal body camera 2 meters away scans arrivals for signs of fever. Those who are green-lighted can follow the tracks to the self-clean lift step on one of two footpads and be transported through the building, safe in the knowledge that a UV lighting disinfection system installed in the ventilation shafts is keeping them infection-free between floors.
But I thought admitting that light can kill bacteria gets you canceled.
What do you mean?
They canceled Trump for that.
Oh, I think it's because he said he wanted to shoot lasers into his body or whatever it was.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, he said, why don't we just beam UV light inside our bodies? And that's because that's how you get cancer.
Okay, yeah, that's a bad plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have been, you know, promoting UV tech. I remember seeing, like, I think it was one of those rotating doors that you find in cities. What do you call this? The cylindrical doors. There's a name for them.
I have no idea.
Rotating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, those doors, there was like somebody who designed some sort of UV air filtering system for these doors and was out there trying to sell it to all these companies that want to make people feel safe. Anyway, going on, anyone whose head flashes red on the screen, again, they're being scanned, right, coming in, is whisked away by a plastic-gloved immune steward into a nearby quarantine room, a glass box with a panic button, and its own internal ventilation system shut off from the rest of the building. A virus killer apparatus on the wall, boasting three levels of fan strength, promises to remove anything nasty, such as pollutants, mold, or spores
in your microbiome
that may be infecting the air.
What is the panic button for?
I don't know.
If you turn into a werewolf?
If you are having an anxiety attack or something like that, as so many people say they have these days. Promises to remove anything nasty, such as these things, with a backup provided by a sanitizing UV light on the wall. This future, a view of the future may alarm some. Modeled on hospital technology, is this sanitized environment a place to which employees will want to return once the pandemic is considered sufficiently under control? In Romania, just as elsewhere in Europe, the majority of office workers were confined to home for much of the past 18 months. Surveys show many are nervous about the prospect of coming back. The point is to reassure them, says Gavin Bonner, one of the main coordinators behind the Immune Building Standard Project. Says we don't want people to panic, which has brought together health professionals, architects, engineers, IT, and building managers from around the world to help corporations prepare for post-pandemic life.
How ironic that it's called the immune building when it's immune-destroying.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, the immune system doesn't just indiscriminately kill everything in your body, for one thing.
And when you say immune-destroying, you mean this will actually harm people's immune systems.
Yeah, if you're not exposed to any germs, your body has no practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what people have been, they've been skeptical of this hand sanitizer for years before the COVID thing. Like, people have been saying, hey, don't use that hand sanitizer because it kills off, like, good stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, right? And only the strongest bacteria survive. And it doesn't clean your hands. Your hands are still filthy.
Right. Yeah, if they're dirty, they're still dirty.
Right.
The publicly available standard, trademarked, named Immune, has already been applied to several buildings in the United Kingdom. Its developers include the lead Romanian property company called Genesis, also the landlord of the H3 building, and the project has cost about 1 million euro. More than a dozen other buildings from the U.S. to Singapore are in the process of obtaining their immune certification, according to the CEO of the company. The H3 building is the most protected space so far, acts as the showroom, incorporating all 135 of the recommended measures. The project is open source, they claim, in an effort to pool the best ideas. He says, who has lodged an application with the EU in the hope that it will form the basis for a new standard across the European Union, similar to conventional fire safety codes.
Nobody has talked before about, maybe not on the show, but definitely to me while he was in jail, about how...
Our co-host, nobody.
Yeah, sorry, nobody, the co-host. He's talking to me about why he calls the invisible hand of the economy the invisible hand of nature. He was saying it's all the same thing. Non-intervention is always the answer because nature naturally, you know, has the best outcome that is supposed to happen, basically. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's crazy that people want to intervene in the, you know, natural process of people getting sick and, you know, getting over it so bad that they'll do anything except the proven, you know, the proven route of just being healthy, talking to each other, building your immune system, getting over diseases.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying before about the people that would have supported organics. They're now, they seem to believe that nature is a danger instead of something to be embraced.
If you get sick, you can't go to work and pay your taxes.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Lori.
And definitely want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That is a place to go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then you can read, or I think it's actually videos you can watch, about cryptocurrency. Get the basics down, because this stuff is not going away. It's likely going to become more popular over time. And so it would behoove you to take a little bit of time out of your busy schedule to learn the basics about crypto. Head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started to do that, or get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. If you're old school crypto and you want to know what's going on in the world with crypto, head over to news.bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we start out here with Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian, and ladies.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of chime in with the nature's biome that is part of our own individual systems and the world that surrounds us, that there is a wealth of symbiotic organisms that are keeping us alive, and to actually imagine that we could, you know, eliminate all of that with this building and
The idea that you'll be able to beat nature, and this came up earlier in the show, where the designers of this new micro robot thing, I guess robot's not the right word, but this tiny little microchip that's going to be flying through the airs and possibly into your lungs and, you know, who knows where else, that they were literally bragging because they thought they've beaten nature. And, that's the kind of, that reminds me of, Jurassic Park, you know, they thought they'd harnessed nature, and nope. Didn't work out. By the way, they are looking to clone the woolly mammoth now. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Yeah, that's apparently in the process as we speak.
I guess that's not as bad as a T-Rex, but still.
It's the next
creepy.
Step, though, right? If they can do the woolly mammoth, why wouldn't they do the T-Rex? Anyway, go ahead, Bad Slave.
Well, I gotta believe that if they could recreate the woolly mammoth, that felt, very interesting things could be learned from that operation. Seems
no
like
doubt
it
about
might
it.
Be pretty huge.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily against the idea. And,
No.
The reality may be very, very different from the movies, but it's interesting that we're there now, to the point where this is a possibility and it will likely become real to have the woolly mammoth walking the earth again.
I don't see how it wouldn't be, possible yet, because we can really clone, or we can already clone goats.
Mm-hmm.
So
they just haven't done it yet.
Right?
They hadn't done it?
The woolly mammoth.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Back to the biome business, people, they're just foolhardy to imagine what they're imagining, and I've never been in my life one who worries about dropping something and picking it up right away and eating it. I just it's like that's part of the world that I live in. No doubt, there's a potential I could actually grab something that could harm me, but,
you're willing to take the risk, is what you're saying.
Yeah, particularly if it's particularly an enjoyable morsel. Anyway, there's some things that I'm gonna write off.
Everybody's got their level that they're willing to accept, and what we're seeing happen globally is that people are getting more and more concerned with safety and more unwilling to take any sort of risk in their lives. And we saw this, and I've been critical of the what I called like the childification of America, where, and you know, Laura, you're a mom, I'm sure you've seen this a lot, and thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight, where every corner is rounded off. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a, you know, not just a helmet, but a knee pad and an elbow pad and a, you know, everything pad. And, you know, there's no level of safety that is too much for some of these parents out there to raise their children. I mean, look, I get it. You don't want your kid to stick the fork in the socket, right? The power socket. Okay, so there's some basics that make sense. But they've gone really far with this, haven't they?
Yeah, there's definitely a medium. You want them to be safe, but if you make them so scared of everything, they're not going to know how to grow up.
Yeah.
They're just going to remain children forever, and that's what happens to the adults now. There's no personal responsibility. There's no situational awareness. There's no logical thinking behind anything people do.
Right. We literally have a nation full of children.
Yeah.
In fact, many of them are staying home with their parents. They're not moving out. They have no plans to move out. Of course, now with the economic situation, it's more difficult than ever. If they even did want to leave the nest, if you will, it's now more difficult than ever because, well, first of all, jobs are, well, inflation's happening, so it's harder to kind of keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, because jobs, they're going to give people raises because they need to hire people, and it's hard to find people that are willing to work. So prices of wages are going up based on, you know, the market demanding that. But at the same time, inflation's going crazy. And so even if you're making $12 an hour today, that may not actually be as good of a living as $10 an hour might have been just a few years ago. So
I don't think it's just the younger generation, though. I think I saw it a lot with my parents and all my friends' parents right when COVID hit. Everybody was just like, oh, we have to do this. And a lot, me and a couple of my friends were just kind of like, my parents, I don't know, my parents just don't seem like my parents right now.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, my sister had a plane ticket to come see me in June. Mm-hmm. I lived in San Antonio and I was bored and alone. And, because, like, everybody was, you know, hibernating or whatever. Mm. And I just wanted her to come down for a week and hang out with me while I did Uber Eats or whatever. And she lives on a military base with my dad. My dad has a government job there. And the base came out with a rule. You can't go visit a hot spot. San Antonio was a hot spot, apparently.
Okay.
And this is June 2020, by the way. San Antonio is a hot spot, so she couldn't go visit a hot spot and come back without the entire family quarantining for 2 weeks.
Wow. And so your parents wouldn't let it happen because they don't want to quarantine.
Yeah, and I was just like, so why don't you just not tell the government where she's going? Like, they don't have to have her plane ticket. He's like, I already told them.
Mm.
And I was just like, why? Like, that was so unnecessary. She could have just been out in Tooele, Utah for a couple weeks.
For all they knew.
Yeah, for all they knew. Like, there was no, like, anyways. But my dad just was like, I'm just being extra careful, not getting in trouble. And I don't want to have to quarantine because I don't want to, you know, miss 2 weeks of my job or whatever. I don't know how to explain it. It was just not like, nobody was acting like adults. They were acting like the government was this all-knowing monster.
When you treat people you treat people like children, don't be surprised when they act like children. 603-283-61.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says monetary policy will support the economy until the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is complete. The head of the central bank saying the real GDP rose by over 6% in the first part of this year and is expected to continue to rise. Paul saying household spending grew in that same time period but slowed in July and August, especially in areas hit hard by the pandemic like travel and restaurants. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville, Kentucky Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student while another student was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound, and a third student sustained minor injuries. The gunman remains at large. Louisville Metropolitan Police Chief Erica Shields raises concerns about gang members and gang violence at the Jefferson County Public High School and calls for dedicated officers to be assigned there.
Without having dedicated school resource officers who are trained in identifying gang members, identifying potential conflict, having that constant ongoing communication, we are lacking critical intelligence.
Despite one of the worst droughts in history, Californians are failing to save water. The State Water Resources Control Board saying overall conservation so far this year is only 1.8%. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie. Lori.
So we were talking about this new, what one company wants to become the standard for you building a new building in Europe or in the United States or wherever. It's coming out in Europe, it looks like. They're pushing it in Europe to some extent. It hasn't been adopted as mandatory yet, but it will include 135 different recommended sanitation immunization technologies, various different things from body scanners to see if you've got a fever, automated cleaning, self-cleaning surfaces, antimicrobial paint, air monitoring display tools, UV light disinfection robots, and dozens and dozens and dozens of other measures. And they want this to become mandatory. This led to a larger conversation about kind of the dumbing down or the childification of America, where everything is so safe now, and it has been going in this direction for decades. So the whole COVID scare is just sort of the icing on this cake that they've been building, this obedience cake, if you will, that they've been inculcating people with, the fear that they want people to experience constantly, to look to experts, government gangsters, medical people, corporations, to look to these people to protect them and to keep them safe. And so we're seeing the true full expression of that right now all around us in society. And this so-called immune set of standards for buildings is the next step.
So people think COVID is scary, right? What is the death rate of COVID? Less than 1%?
Oh, much less. Yeah, so like a tenth of a percent.
What is the death rate for immunocompromised people for COVID? I'm sure much higher.
A little higher.
So what happens when everyone's immunocompromised? Because we live in sterile, sanitized environments.
Oof.
Per mandatory regulations. Everyone has no immune system, and then something new comes out, and then we have a mass extinction event, like a real one.
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
And are they planning that, or are they just that ignorant and they're just kind of bumbling into this potential future?
I don't know. They think they're gods.
Well,
there was
that girl they... I don't know if this is just a tweet or how credible it is, but you read me a girl saying, I was diagnosed with an immune disease, a rare immuno disease, the week after I got the shot, and I would still get it again.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I saw people on social media. I have a fake Facebook. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Zuckerberg. He'll kill me. But I saw people like, I'll put on a disguise just so I can get more shots. I want to go from place to place so I can get more shots.
Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so nuts.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
If you've seen any of this and you want to, you know, share your stories, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. It really is. It's clear that we cannot live together with these people. That there is no, like, the division has become so crystal clear between the type of people that are, you know, a little bit more like our last caller, like, hey, we're willing to take a risk. We're willing to, you know, get some bad things into our body to be stronger as a result of that over time. And then these other people that want to be living in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year there was actually a band, I forget what they were called, they were like a punk band or something like that, that literally required all of their attendees to their concert to be in a 6-foot bubble.
Wasn't that Foo Fighters?
No.
Oh.
No, it was something else. It was one that just was a little more obscure. Punk band.
I don't understand clinging so hard to the thought of life when that's what life is.
Is experience and, you know, risk.
I mean, but not what they want. That's not what they want. They're clinging so hard to a life that's, you know, regulations, no privacy,
yeah,
no bodily autonomy, things push on you. Yeah, total control, being a child.
But as long as you can breathe for another year.
Right.
You know?
Who cares?
What's the point of that? What's the point of that life?
Right, there isn't one.
Well, pretty soon it will just all be AI, or what is that, VR, and you can experience things.
Yeah.
I've been experiencing, what is that place called at the Playa?
Oh, right. Burning Man.
I'm experiencing Burning Man from my home.
No.
Not the same.
I'm having a dance party.
By myself.
By myself.
I mean, I do that all the time. Every night I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, it's not the same, and it's not even close. And for people to, you know, think that this is some sort of better world that they're creating, I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
We cannot live together.
Well, but they won't let us live alone either. They want everyone to do what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Just
you've got to go along.
You've got to go along.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed to just not be near us either. Like, yeah. You can't just stay on your own side and we'll stay on our own side. You have to do what we say.
That's why separation is the most important way forward. I mean, there's no other way forward here because these people aren't going to change, right? Like, this is their belief system.
Mm-hmm.
This is their religious belief system. And many of them are a-religious. Many of them are atheists. You know, if you were to ask them and say, do you believe in God? They would say no. But then they go on and they worship the medical authoritarian state. And they do everything a man in a lab coat tells them to do. Or a man with a fancy hat or a fancy suit that they happen to have voted for or whatever tells them to do. Because remember, there's a lot of these people who are taking the vaccine willingly who said previously, and there's a Twitter account called Defiant L's that keeps pointing this out over and over again because they made public statements, these people. Back in 2020, when Trump was still in office, it was, I'm never taking the Trump vaccine. There's no way I'm going to take the Trump vaccine. Well, then Trump lost the election, and now all of a sudden, the vaccine's fine.
Yeah, it's the same vaccine.
They're lining up for it. They're proud. They're wearing their stickers.
Yeah.
The happiest moment of my life.
Oh, my God. There was a woman who posted that on... It was a photograph of her getting the vaccine.
A selfie, like she was taking a picture of herself.
Wearing a mask, of
course. The doctor giving it to her.
With a needle in her arm, the happiest moment of my life.
Sad life.
Yeah. There are so many things that I can think of.
And this woman was
happier.
Clearly like in her late 40s. So she'd had a long life up until this point. It may not last much longer after this, because some people believe that this vaccine is actually killing people, like purposefully killing people.
Some people have voluntarily reported that it's harmed them.
A lot of people. Hundreds of thousands of the volunteer reports on that. And we learned last night that many of those reports, or a lot of reports, are not being reported. A lot of the numbers are understated, effectively, in VAERS, this voluntary reporting system. And that could be because of a conspiracy, like hospital executives saying, hey, don't report this stuff. So, like, the orders from the executives. And it could just simply be because nurses are, busy with patients, and they're like, I don't want to spend a half an hour filling out that report. One nurse said it takes a half an hour to fill out one of these VAERS reports. And they're just like, how do I have time for this?
Yeah, you're getting 10 a night. How are you supposed to do that?
That makes me believe a lot less that it's possible that there are hundreds of thousands of fake reports. Like, who's going to spend
that much time?
Hundreds of thousands times 30 minutes. But Nikki, I don't know if she thinks
Our co-host, Nikki?
Yes, Nikki, I don't know if she thinks it's a conspiracy or what, but she's been saying since the beginning that there's patients with cases all the time where they have some kind of a blood clot, a stroke for the first time, have to get their arm amputated and they're 20 years old because of a blood clot type of thing, and they recently got the shot.
Stuff that shouldn't be happening to those people.
Nobody reports it as a vaccine injury. Everybody says that that has nothing to do with each other.
Oh, well, I mean, it could be total coincidence.
So it's like, it's not even a conspiracy that these things are being underreported. It's like straight from the mouth of a healthcare worker since the beginning of the vaccines this year.
And when you talk to somebody like Nikki, who actually works in a hospital, and she says that she's seeing more people in a time of year when normally the hospital isn't as busy, they're seeing a lot more people coming in for these issues than they had in previous years. So it's like, yeah, correlation isn't causation, so you don't really know. Like, if somebody comes in and they have blood clots and they also happen to have gotten the vaccine, it doesn't mean that the vaccine caused the blood clots. But it's interesting that more of that's happening now than normally would, and it seems to coincide, so I don't know. You got to draw your own conclusions here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But one thing you can say for sure is this thing is still in the testing phases. Whether, it's been quote-unquote approved, it's being tested on people widely right now. More coming up. This is Free.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank, anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Lori.
We're talking about the obsession that people have with safety these days. And how it is that people like us just can't live with people that are the obsessed with safety. I'm sorry, I don't want to live with these people. They are not like us. They are so afraid of taking risks. And as you were pointing out earlier, Lori, life is about taking risks.
I'm terrified to fly. I still fly. I've done it. I'm so scared of it. But I mean, that's the difference between, you know, bravery and cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think fear itself is the problem. It's the cowardice.
Being willing to overcome the fear.
Right.
To do the thing you want to do.
Right. Fear is a tool.
Mm-hmm. And usually when you're afraid of something, but you have to force yourself to do it, you realize it's not as bad. So that's how people learn to stop being, you know, just completely, I'm not going to get on a plane. They get on it and they're like, I survived.
Yeah, I'm still afraid of flying.
And it feels good. It feels good when you overcome fear, right? Like when you've accomplished a thing that you've never accomplished before. And now you've got a whole society full of people that are afraid to even leave their homes. So now, and there's more to this Guardian story that we started earlier in the show, and I want to continue it. It's about this new building standard. Well, they want it to be the standard. This company that is trademarking this thing that they're saying is open source, it's called Immune, and it involves 135 various different measures, technological cleaning, self-cleaning services, antimicrobial paint, UV light, disinfection robots, and on and on and on, that is employed at a building that they have in Bucharest, Romania, which is their showpiece building, right? Like, this has all 135 things, and they want the European Union to adopt this in the same way that governments all around the planet have adopted fire safety codes. So, like, you know, if you're building a new building in a place, unless you want the government gang to come in with men with guns and stop you from building the building, you have to do it to whatever their arbitrary code system is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fire codes are part of that. They want this immune system with all these cleaning mandate, technological scannings and everything to be the standard. They want every new building to be outfitted with this stuff, which, of course, is the same sort of corporatism that we're used to, right? Like, people don't see that. The people will only see, oh, well, that's great. It's going to be about safety. Well, it's also going to be about putting a ton of money into the pockets of whatever corporations are making these new safety measures.
Right.
In the same...
Nikki, sorry, kind of, I mean, I'm not on the same topic, but just a little different track my brain is going on. Nikki was talking about the other day, there was this big outrage because Instagram blocked, completely just shut off the hashtag natural immunity.
They did, yeah.
So if you try to go on to that hashtag, you can't see anything.
Have you checked it to verify that?
Yeah, because my cousin posted about it. Mm-hmm. And so that is true. And I just keep hearing you saying immune system, immune building. I think a lot of things, this might be kind of a conspiracy, that get into the news are just a way to funnel Google searches. If you're Googling immune building right now, this immune building might pop up.
Sure.
I just think that, you know, this is more disinformation. Who knows if this is actually going to take off or if this is just a news story?
Well, if they can get this, that's the thing. If they can get the European Union to mandate this, it'll take off.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes counter to, I think, the point you were making earlier about markets, you know, being a thing that naturally happens. You talked about the Church of the Invisible Hand and how the invisible hand moves on its own volition. It's the hand of the marketplace. People make choices in the market and a thing succeeds because of that. Well, governments can be used by corporations to force a product on people, and then it's a quote-unquote success.
Right.
Even though a new, you know, a person building a... creating a new building may not have wanted to implement these measures. If this company gets its way and the European Union says, oh, well, of course we want to keep people safe. Yep, we're going to green light this. And then all of a sudden, now it may not be that you have to do all 135 measures, but you may have to do 15% or 20% or whatever. There'll be some sort of mandate that they push down on all business owners.
I'm sure it will cost way more than just a regular building, so it will keep people from... building. It'll keep people from starting businesses.
Sure, and Europe loves preventing people from building new things. I mean, they don't... There's all kinds of government rules there.
I'm sure it'll be under the guise of we want people to be safe, but it really is just lobbyists' money in politicians' pockets. They're all bought and sold. Government's bought and sold every day.
Yep, and so this forces... And the same thing's been happening for years with, you know, if you want to go and open a restaurant, for instance... In most cities with a quote-unquote, you know, health code or restaurant regulations or whatever, they're going to tell you, oh, well, you can't just run a restaurant out of your home. You have to have a $200,000 vent hood installed, you know, over your oven or your stovetop or whatever. And there's all kinds of mandates that make opening a restaurant a much more expensive task than it should otherwise be.
Right.
Like, somebody who's an entrepreneur who doesn't have a lot of money should be able to open a restaurant in their own home. If they're willing to have people into their home and turn, you know, a room into a dining room or whatever, and they got the room for it and they're willing to do it, and people are willing to go to it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like,
you're not willing to, then don't.
Like liquor licenses. There's only so many liquor licenses, and you have to get approved for one. But I can just go to the store and buy liquor and drink it in my own house. So why? Why is there only so many liquor
licenses? Of control.
You know?
And so this is just all about funneling money into these companies. But let me go on with this story here from The Guardian about this building, about this technology. So they're saying that the plan embraces everything from technological innovation and scientific knowledge to workplace psychology, he says. This is the designer, one of the team members here of this corporation. He hopes it will embolden both employers and employees, millions of whom are now engaged in an intense conversation about whether it's safe to return to the office, and if so, how. The project is, in effect, his attempt to help revive the commercial real estate industry, shunned by investors at the height of the pandemic. He's keenly aware of the risks to his business if companies decide they no longer need or cannot afford office space. The Swedish telecommunications company Ericsson is the current occupant of H3, which is the building that we were talking about earlier, which is their showpiece building with all the 135 measures in it. It's a 15,500 square meter space that's been retrofitted over the last year at a cost of €375,000, split between the company and the landlord. Normally, there would be 2,000 employees in the office. Now, there's just a smattering of them, occupying well-spaced desks or meeting rooms, which they reserve through a digital booking tool to avoid overcrowding. After the summer, an initial 20% of the workforce is expected to return. A representative of the company in Romania who wished to remain anonymous said, quote, "We need to gain people's confidence to reassure them that we've done everything to protect the building's health so as to protect theirs, and we want to give them as much information as possible," he said. As communication is considered key, employees are encouraged to use a large screen in the entrance foyer, called a digital twin display, to, quote, take the building's pulse. As Genesis's IT manager, Dragos Kozma, puts it, he demonstrates a detailed 3D map of the entire building with touch points displaying the array of immunity-boosting measures. Staff are invited to check on everything from how many bottles of rubbing alcohol are left in the store cupboard to how much radon, volatile organic compounds, carbon dioxide, or humidity is inside the building. They can compare the levels of the different floors and to previous days, or watch videos explaining the science behind the reverse osmosis water purifier in the cellar.
What a waste of time if you're at work.
It's insane.
The technologist is insane. And they want this to be the standard.
You know, I see people all the time with, like, a mask on in the public bathroom at, like, the grocery store or whatever, and then they use this stupid air hand dryer that blows poop all over your hands. Seriously, I don't breathe. I get out of there as soon as possible when people turn those on. They literally have been proven to be very, very disgusting, and they just blow that all over your hands after you just wash your hands.
It's okay. They have a mask on. Yeah. Protect them.
Oh, also, they don't read, so they don't know about that.
The technology behind the virus killer machine, or the sensors fitted to prevent Legionnaires' disease, which was detected in the pipes during lockdown. Being IT specialists, the employees appreciate this gadget-like approach, says the company representative. Elsewhere, simpler measures include doors fitted with attachments, allowing them to be opened with an elbow or lower arm. Fittings and floors have been given rounded edges wherever possible.
Oh my God.
There it is.
Wow.
And fewer corners mean germs have less chance to gather?
What?
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
In fact, a corner has less surface area than a curve. Right?
That's what I would think.
I don't know if that's right.
Well, we're going to get into the toilets coming up here in moments. What's that like in the new future, the new normal of office buildings? Because these pussies are too afraid to return to work. So these companies are pandering to every possible thing that they can do to say, no, it's okay, come on back in, look at all of our safety measures. 603-283-6160, hour number 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.